Hey, it's Rachel.
And it's Megan.
And we're coming at you from 30 Rock at Bravo HQ. Well, I am. Megan is out sick, so she's coming at you from somewhere in the Upper West Side.
It's true. I do not feel great. However, what made me feel better was watching Mariah Carey on Watch What Happens Live.
Oh my God, it was so good. She, of course, made him switch the clubhouse so that she
yes.
was on the left side, because that's her good side.
And she even covered up her bad side with
her hair.
Right, so, like, no one could possibly see it.
She, Mariah Carey, is she maybe the queen of shade?
Ooh, probably.
I mean, she's just so good at it because it's just so, I'd love how she'll say something and be like, what? No, that's not shady, is it? And it's, like, so shady.
I wish you guys could see Rachel's facial expressions right now as she tries to imitate her.
What she's saying is I look just like Mariah Carey.
Exactly. Yes.
So they played this game because, as you all know, Mariah Carey's famous quote about Jennifer Lopez, I don't know her. They played, does she know her? And Andy proceeded to ask Mariah if she knew a bunch of various divas in the music industry.
Right.
And my favorite answer was, of course, her quip about Ariana Grande. Andy was like, you know, in her, the early years of her career, I was like, this is like an homage to you, Mariah Carey. And she was like,
I don't know when early in the career was.
I don't know, a couple of years ago. When she came out, I was like, wow.
It's but
like,
I don't know. I really don't. Honestly, I'm not familiar. I listen to hip hop more than I listen to pop.
Oh!
Oh my gosh. So,
so
funny.
Good. It's just like such good shade. But she talks about some other ladies.
Yeah, so she says she knows Lady Gaga. She says she knows Taylor Swift, Katy Perry, and Britney Spears. She said, I love Britney Spears. Aww. She doesn't know Madonna because they've, quote unquote, never had a conversation.
But, you know, as she was talking about, like, what knowing someone meant, I was like, I get it, Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
Like, all these people in the industry probably just say, oh, yeah, I know her all the time. And you don't. You don't
That's
really
true.
Know her. So, yeah, Mariah Carey killing it on Watch What Happens Live. And then last night it was Jennifer Lawrence.
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah, and then unfortunately Watch What Happens Live is dark until the new year. And it comes back as Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen in the new clubhouse.
I'm excited to see that because I haven't seen it yet. Have
yeah,
you?
I haven't. I'm super excited. But Andy Cohen isn't the only one having an amazing weekend hanging out with Mariah Carey. Because Shaw of Sunset, Gigi Garashadagi, got engaged over the weekend.
Crazy. I didn't even know she was dating someone.
I didn't either. But yeah, they got engaged in New York, in Times Square. Her fiancé, named Shalom, made this big billboard that said, Golnessa, my love, my everything, ... Will you marry me? With this, like, press photo of her underneath. She looks beautiful. But in that photo that she posted on Instagram, we see her ring.
And it's huge.
It's huge. Like, I don't think I've seen... That might be the biggest ring I've seen.
I mean, it's definitely on the level of Kim Kardashian's.
Oh, my gosh. It's so big. I don't know. Whose is bigger? It's so huge. Please go to BravoTV.com and check out this ring, because it is insane. So... Gigi having a great 2016. Her off-Broadway play, which was also the play that Real Housewives of New York housewife Sonia Morgan was in, if you remember.
Oh, that's crazy. Like, I knew about Sonia's. I didn't know Gigi was in that.
Yeah, it's the sex tips for women from gay men. But congratulations, Golnessa. We could not be happier for you.
And, like, now everyone on Shaw's is basically coupled up or married. Reza's married. MJ's engaged.
Asa is pregnant.
Right. I mean, I guess Mike's getting a divorce.
Yeah, Mike, but... not as lucky in love.
Right,
but
he'll get there.
It can't happen for him. Yeah.
He'll get there.
What a journey this group has been on.
Right.
I did not see all of them getting engaged so quickly at, like, within a year of all the rest of them.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that happens for groups. Like, people start settling down, and then you want to settle down. I don't know.
That's true.
Are kids next? Does Reza want kids?
Ooh.
Kids of Sunset? Little Shaws of Sunset? Speaking of marriages... There's another wedding that we want to talk about, and that is Miss Katie Maloney and Thomas Schwartz. Is it Thomas?
I don't know. He just looks like such a Tom.
Yeah.
Tammy.
But yeah, Vanderpump Rules, guys, is on. So good. This was like a great episode, I thought.
Oh my God, it was so good. I feel like we could just talk about that party.
When Stassi showed her cries.
Because when she started crying, I didn't know up to that point that she was drunk necessarily. But
right,
then she started
like, oh.
Drinking, you're like, oh, you've just had too many.
So wait, let's go back. What made Stassi Schroeder cry?
Right. Sheena is throwing a surprise party for Mike.
And Kristen is throwing the same surprise party for her boyfriend.
Right. So I don't know. Like, was it even that fun for Mike? Like, everyone was drinking so much, and he's sober now.
But you know what? Since we found out last week, 2 weeks ago, that they are now divorcing, it is fascinating watching, like, their relationship.
Because right, everything seemed great in this episode.
I know, I was like, oh, he seems to be really supportive of her and like on her side with all this Stassi stuff. So it's like, oh my God, where did it go wrong?
So earlier in the episode, Ariana reveals that Lisa Vanderpump was like, look, there's too much tension going on at Sir. You really need to get Lala and Katie and Sheena, sit them down and try to mediate the situation. And the situation is basically that Lala's been talking so much crap about Katie.
And Katie and Sheena are having issues.
Have been accusing Lala of dating a married guy. Sheena, I feel like, is just caught in the middle.
Yeah, Sheena doesn't really have, like, a dog in this race other than she knows she has to have Katie's back or Katie will be very angry at her.
Right. So Ariana tries her best to mediate the situation, but it doesn't go great because Katie could care less. She doesn't want to fix things. She's over it. And Sheena just, I think, wants everyone to be friends again and apologize. She was like, if I've ever said anything untrue about you dating a married man, I'm sorry. So that apology does not go over well with Katie and Sheena because, as we know from the past, if they're mad at someone, they expect Sheena to be mad at them too.
You know what? It's very season one-esque of like,
well, that's what
everyone
saying.
Versus Sheena. Yeah, yeah.
Jax noticed that. Sheena noticed that. Tom Schwartz is noticing it. Definitely a trend.
Totally.
So, okay. After all of this goes down, they're like, well, we need to talk. And Sheena goes, not at Mike's surprise party. Which, if you're a Bravo fan, knows that's a kiss of death. Whenever you say to someone, we're not talking about this at this event, it's going to be talked about. So everyone at the party, you know, not Mike, is drinking out of a baby pool of vodka, basically. Like, I don't know what was in that drink, but it looked...
Oh, yeah, it was a margarita baby pool.
It looked dangerous and delicious.
Right.
I would like the recipe. But so alcohol plus confrontation doesn't work great. So Stassi goes to Sheena and is like, hey, I heard you apologize to Lala. Not cool. And Sheena's like, you know what? Like, I can't get it a word. And edgewise, let's bring over Ariana.
And this was, I think, my favorite encounter all season so far. Because Ariana is just like, why are you like this? Like,
right?
Straight up, like, you're being stupid, and I'm not going to, like, play your game. What is your problem? And Stassi, like, can't handle someone, like, not listening to her and not listening to her.
Then she
starts
crying, and it's at that moment I'm like, oh, she's drunk. Like, that's – because, like, it was not a thing to be emotional about, but when you add alcohol, it just, like, makes it all a little worse. So she's on the bathroom floor crying to Katie. And what was so funny is in her retelling of what just happened, she's like, and then Ariana got out of the pool like a mermaid. It was the funniest description.
I mean, it just showed that she was like, she's so probably a little jealous of her. And then also like, how am I going to come meet with a mermaid? She's so beautiful.
Right.
She comes out like a mermaid.
So then Sheena comes in's like, I want to talk to you, Katie, and just makes the worst mistake by calling her Tequila Katie.
Right, but I feel for Sheena in this because at a certain point, like, I feel bad for Sheena and Schwartz because I think they're the same because when they don't agree with Stassi and that kind of crew, it causes problems, and then they're kind of stuck in the middle.
The last thing I wanted to touch on with this episode was Jax and Stassi. And him being on
the
podcast. Yeah, which what was funny, but also I was just sort of in admiration of the two of them together because, first of all, I thought Stassi was super classy to go to Brittany and ask her first before she invited Jax.
I agree. Nice. I agree. Very
great,
classy.
Great thing to do.
I think she genuinely likes Brittany.
And then seeing Stassi and Jax interact, it's like, oh, this is probably what the beginning of their relationship looked like. Because when we saw season one, they were already past the honeymoon and very much into the, I hate you.
Right. I'm the devil, as Stassi says.
So it was nice to see, like, oh, this is why you guys worked for a certain period of time. Like, you can tell they're friends.
Right. Completely. So Brittany, not bothered that Jax is a sociopath. She didn't know what it was. She looked at the definition. Would you be worried if your partner took a test of whether or not they were a sociopath and it came up positive? Please tweet us at BravoTV using the hashtag BravoDailyDish. And you can always